and a very pleasant good morning. I'm London Mitchell. The Komen Race for the Cure is one of the more significant events each year in Toledo. But this year, it will be much different. It's going to be a virtual affair. I caught up recently with Komen of Northwest Ohio Executive Director Mary Westfall via Zoom.
They certainly are going to be very different. We are going to be having our Race for the Cure event in a virtual format, and we have lots of people asking us, what does that mean? And what that means is, please register, get your t-shirt, do your fundraising, and then walk or run or bike ride or whatever you like to do in your own neighborhoods or in a local park or a place that makes you feel happy. Go with your friends and family, but please practice good social distancing, wearing masks when appropriate. We are all about safety. One of the things, Lon, that people don't really realize is our breast cancer survivors are an at-risk population during this pandemic. They have highly compromised immune systems, so that puts them in a position of really needing to practice the social distancing, wearing the masks, and that is one of the reasons we've gone virtual. Our first responsibility is to safety for our breast cancer survivors and, of course, for our friends in the community.
But we're still wanting to organize teams to build a together kind of feeling.
You know what? Absolutely. We absolutely are saying get your team and have some fun. In fact, to create some of the fun, we have put in place something we're calling Spirit Weeks so that people will have fun ways to engage. We're going to have something called a Wellness Week next week where people can come to our website and learn a little bit more about breast cancer and get some tips from local healthcare professionals. Then, you know, the following week, September 7th, we're going to have Entertainer of the Year where anybody can submit a video to us and we'll air it and people can kind of vote with their likes. And so we're encouraging people, if you've got a local band or if you are a high school group with a band or a cheerleading group, or if you have some other talent, a singing talent, that you submit something to us via our website to be part of the Entertainer of the Year. There'll be fun prizes. And then we have the following week of September 14th, something we're calling Mix It Up Pink. So we're encouraging people to make a pink cocktail or mocktail and submit that recipe. And we think that'll be tons of fun. People can just submit it, or they could do a little video again. And then, of course, that week right before the traditional race, we have something called Paint the Town Pink. And we're just like, blow it out of the water in pink. Decorate your house, your yard, your car in pink. Wear your tutu around. Whatever makes you happy. And send us pictures. And something super fun that people should know is we have a confetti package in all of the registration packages. So they could go outside and throw their confetti and take a picture and submit that to us. So we're doing all kinds of things to try and change it up a bit and make it super fun. Our registration packets are chock full of fun things from our sponsors. There's gift cards. There's boomsticks for the kids. There's feather boas for the survivors. So while you're going to be at home walking with your family and friends, there's going to be tons of fun and tons of great ways to submit your pictures and join us virtually.
Mary, tell us a little bit for the people that aren't familiar with the Komen activities. Where does the money go and what's it used for?
Great question. Komen is very committed to raising dollars and then delivering those dollars back to the local community through local programs and through patient assistance help. So what patient assistance might mean is if there's someone who's a breast cancer survivor who needs help with getting to a doctor's appointment or gas for their car or help with their utilities, we can deliver that kind of support to them. And one of the things we're seeing right now during this pandemic is a definite increase in that need because people are losing their jobs and they're losing their insurance. So we provide that direct support. We also help with mammograms for those who are uninsured and underinsured. In addition to that, we're very proud of what we provide support to for research because we know research is the way that we will find the cures for breast cancer. And one of the things that's very interesting and we are very proud of is every single major breakthrough in breast cancer since we were founded in the early 80s has been touched by Komen research dollars. And so we know we're making great progress. People love to say, How do you know you're making progress? Breast cancer is not gone. What we know is that today we have 3.2 million breast cancer survivors. We've come a long way. Breast cancers are not dying at the rates they used to, although we still are losing many, many patients, many breast cancer survivors, and there certainly are metastatic breast cancer survivors who are fighting every day. But we have come a long way.
The diagnosis when a woman hears it, breast cancer, devastating news. But you do have support groups.
We absolutely do have support groups. First of all, they can always call our office at 419-724-2873. And we can direct them to a support group in their area. We also have a helpline that's available that can direct them to the support groups. And then certainly all of the wonderful healthcare partners in this community have their own support groups. So we normally would try and figure out who your professional medical care provider is, and then make sure we connect you up with a support group that locks you into that network. Also, we always encourage everyone to talk to their own medical doctor about if they have any support group partnerships that they would recommend that they tap into. So there's lots of resources, Lon, and we're very, very happy to refer people to them if they want to touch base with us.
Mary Westfall is Executive Director of Komen of Northwest Ohio. I'm London Mitchell. We'll continue our discussion with Mary when we come right back in contact.